What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Awesome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. This is Angel Talk Tuesday, and we do a weekly energy forecast. We trans-channel live of Archangel Metatron and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. So my name is Julie Geigel. I'm here with the lovely Susan Schuler. Welcome, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. I hope you had a lovely holiday.
Oh my goodness, Christmas, it was like the best ever.
That's wonderful to hear.
Oh, I tell you, I miss having my children live at home with us, but I don't.
Oh, that's funny, Julie.
Right? I know. We had the best Christmas ever. And, you know, it's just really different when they don't live here anymore. And then they come back and share the holiday with you. They're just, it's so, I don't know, more meaningful. I don't know. You're not sick of them. So very blessed in so many ways. Hope you had a beautiful holiday as well.
It was fabulous with all my family. Very, very lucky.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, we're going to jump into channeling in just a moment. We're going to have Susan mute herself for us. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about some things I have going on coming up shortly here, January 3rd. We're doing a sneak peek for our Manifesting Miracles 28-day program, and that's 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then we're going to be doing a rebroadcast, an encore, at 6 p.m. So be sure to sign up for that. It's absolutely free. It's an amazing technique to help you clear out energy that might be blocking you from receiving all of the abundance and prosperity that you came here to experience. And it's a beautiful community of other like-minded souls on this journey of creating and manifesting the life of your dreams. So it's a mastermind. If you've never worked in a mastermind before, it's quite a beautiful experience because you get momentum from the group energy, which opens up and creates portals and miracles and transmissions of light that you couldn't access all by yourself, all alone. So I hope you take a peek at that. And again, it's January 3rd, Wednesday, I believe that is, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. All the information is on my website at juliegeigel.com. And Susan and I have an amazing Lightworker Mentorship Program. It's a 12-week course, and we're just going all guns on this one. So if you have a longing, a yearning for wanting more in your life, or you're highly sensitive and you've struggled with how to manage that in this world right now, you'd be a perfect fit for our Lightworkers Mentorship Program. So each week we work through different techniques, we work through different topics on spirituality, on psychic abilities, and on mediumship. And we also, I'm a hypnotherapist, certified hypnotherapist, and we also focus on using hypnosis in helping us to open and expand these incredible abilities and gifts that we all have right now. And having that in that group energy, I'm just all about group energy, really helps everyone achieve a more complete, a more total experience that is out of this world. So hope you'll take a look at that as well. You can find more information on my website, juliegeigel.com, and also at Susan's website, mediumsusan.com. All right, so I think we're ready. We are live over on, We're live everywhere today. Good morning, Muriel. We've got Muriel with us, and we're also live over on YouTube. So if you're joining us from our awesome YouTube channel, we'd love to give you a special shout out this morning. Say hello. We also have a chat on YouTube that you're welcome to come in. Please share your first name with us and where you're from, how you found us, anything you'd like to say to us. We're just all about having this beautiful experience across as many platforms as we possibly can. All right, and I hope everyone had a beautiful holiday here. Merry Christmas and looking forward to the new year. Okay, I think we're ready. Let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath. I'm going to grab my tincture bells real quick. Yeah, who's ready for an energy forecast? I know I am. And Metatron likes to move his arms, my arms, a lot. So we're going to move this out a little bit here. All right, there we go. I think we're good. Okay. So again, take a nice deep breath with me. And it's 9:09. In service. Absolutely. That's what we are today. All right, here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity, assisting all on this beautiful ascension and alignment with the new Earth energy. And we welcome in the Pleiadians that we work closely with. Feel their beautiful energy as they bring much love, much light, peace, and harmony to your earth. They assist in decisiveness and action toward the highest good of all. Open your heart and receive a healing for clarity. We now ask that any brain fog be dissolved and completely eradicated from your mind, body, and soul. We now ask that any ancestral blockages to your divine life purpose, to your financial prosperity, be lifted. Imagine with us, if you will, perfect clarity in your life. Increased motivation and desire to be action-oriented as you are inspired. Step out of the quicksand and into the flow of the river that is supporting you in all that you desire. This week, your energy is best spent planning, organizing, budgeting, if you will. We are aware that sometimes your holiday spending can get out of control. And as it is commendable to be generous with your time and treasures, it is also important that you do not get caught up in material items. Julie herself has a difficult time passing up a good sale and has done much work simplifying her life and gaining control over shopping for many fills a hole within their heart, within their soul, but it is very temporary. And when you go over your budgetary needs, it can become extremely stressful. So we do not recommend moving through your life with your head in the clouds, even though this can feel quite lovely. You are a human being here in the earth space time frequency, and so you adhere to the rules and regulations of your planet. This week is best spent examining and reflecting on where you've been and where you desire to go. For it is in being purposeful with your life that allows possibilities to open up. So take the time before the new year begins and decide with pen and paper what changes you would like to bring about within the new year. Do not live your life by default, blowing about in the wind, blaming this or that for your maladies and turmoil. It is time for you to take responsibility for what you want and what you don't want. That is where your power lies. Not within the blame game. Feel yourself rising up into your power. You are not a victim of your job, of your family, of your relationships, of your self. You are an ever-evolving, expansive human being with spiritual capabilities, spiritual evolution, expansion. You are so much more than what meets the eye. There are beautiful gifts within yourself your spirit that are waiting to be revealed. Be present in your life. Rejoice and find gratitude, as these will anchor in your best laid intentions and your plans for the future. Imagine doing that now. Imagine roots growing out the bottom of your feet. Anchoring in this beautiful, expansive energy, the freedom to create and be anything that you desire. Write a new story. Allow a new chapter to unfold. Let go of the limits and vows of poverty. And breathe in to the new you. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. You are listening to Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. We'll be right back after this short commercial break with our lovely Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. As a channeler, I work with a group of beings whom Jacob is the master teacher, and he's who I tap into when I do past life readings as well as my psychic readings. I am a psychic medium who's based out of the Los Angeles area, although I am often in Western New York as well. I was a professional, before doing this professionally, I was a high school English teacher for almost 25 years, and now I do this full-time, and I love it. I do one-on-one readings all over the world with the use of Skype as well as use of being on the phone. I do small group readings in person in New York State and California. And I also do mediumship demonstrations and psychic demonstrations, which are very near and dear to my heart. As Julie mentioned, she and I will be doing, or are doing, several different classes. And the next one is a 12-week class, which we're really kind of jumping into and are truly excited about that. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to either of our websites where there is information about that. I will be in New York State until January 5th, and if you'd like an in-person reading there, you can contact me at my website. My website is mediumsusan.com. So I'm just going to switch gears right now and ask Jacob to step forward, keeping my sound on and my video down. Welcome, beautiful souls. To a new day, a new world, and of course, to all the glorious opportunities that await you if you choose to take advantage of them. For those of you who celebrate your Christmas holiday, you made it. So we ask you to now, with us, take a very deep cleansing breath and release all of that old stale air that no longer serves you. Let it all out. Take another deep, beautiful breath and allow yourself to see your year in review. Blow out again, releasing any disappointment you may be holding onto, and allow yourself to breathe in excitement and hope for this new year that will soon be starting in the next few days. Before you can begin to do this, however, be sure to release any negativity. Take another deep breath and commend yourself for all that you have accomplished in 2017. For even if you have had setbacks, you have all done much good. Most of you are wired to see the glass half empty rather than half full. So you may need to sit quietly and reflect to fully comprehend just all the wonderful things that you did do in 2017. And just how proud of yourself you should indeed be. Look first at the times you took the higher road with someone. Times you chose to respond rather than react. The way you have helped others in both large and small ways. Be proud of these things, for these little things add up
and help create a better mass consciousness. You are in the midst of creating this new world. So every positive action is important. During this next year, it is our fervent hope that you continue to play it forward with one another to keep this ball of positivity picking up speed. These little things are far more important, so please make being kind to one another as one of your major goals. We recognize that many of you do not accomplish the things you would like to in life because you do not sit quietly and reflect what these things might be. So we ask you sometime during this next week to sit quietly without allowing interruptions from your technology, but to sit quietly and connect into your soul. Ask yourself where your joy comes from and allow yourself time to hear the response, whether from your soul, the spirit world, or the divine creator. Allow yourself a quiet time of reflection and be open to the guidance that comes with this reflection. Use a deep breath to help settle you into this contemplative state and be open to all the information you receive, no matter how odd or unusual it may seem. When you take the opportunity to do this, so very much can be presented to you. For those of you who are still experiencing a great deal of activity during this holiday season, we suggest trying to do this when you are alone in your automobile. Simply turn off the radio. Open your mind. Recognize your soul and be open to receiving. Driving, as many of you know, can serve as a hypnotic time. So use your daily activities such as driving, shopping, and running errands as a productive time to tap into yourself as you consider your 2018 goals. Setting goals is paramount for making progress. We see how many of you find things, but just as quickly talk yourself out of choosing these goals because you feel, oh, that can't be done, or what do I think? Can I really achieve that? So we remind you now how that will be the voice of your ego, because never forget, the ego loves to speak to you this way, for it knows it loses some of its power each time you decide to listen to your soul. But to set goals, listen to your soul and the spirit world, you must. For it will be a moot point to do so if you never quiet your mind down or only listen to your ego. Yes, we know we discuss this often, but this is where it all begins. Do not look at these as your New Year's resolutions, for they are not. These are intentions and goals. This verbiage allows you the ability to surpass expectations. They will help to point you in the proper direction, and then, as long as you remain open, may move your trajectory into an entirely new place. This is perfect and should not be judged, for you must always remain flexible when making goals and setting intentions. Sometimes, if you were given the entire picture in one sitting, you would feel such great overwhelm that it would defeat you before you began. So we ask you to reflect, listen, and then be open as new opportunities or twists in the road come your way. This may not imply your goals have not been met. They may have simply altered into a new, wonderful direction. Think of yourself as the fabled children in the woods who may feel lost, but follow crumb by crumb to their destination. You all have a small amount of light brightening your path and illuminating your destination. But realize, many times, all you will see are your feet in front of you. Have faith. You are being divinely led. Allow things to unfold. Do not allow that frantic voice of the ego to cause fear. Make your goals, be flexible, and know you will be taken care of. There are so many fabulous things for you to accomplish. We see all you are capable of, but also see how many of you still wander like sleepwalkers through your lives. That time is over. Now is the time for you to tap into being so much more. And what better time than this new year? All of those things you believe that must be perfectly aligned in your life for certain dreams to take place are simply examples of how you allow your fears to run the show. We ask you to use your imaginations. These wonderful imaginations are one of the most important aspects that set you apart from other species on your planet. Utilize these, for they are part of your design and can be the fuel of your fires if you allow them. To achieve, you must have the dream first, but how does one dream without the capacity of the imagination? Dream big, dream often, dream. As we have said before, many of you talk yourselves out of your dreams before you actually allow yourselves the proper time to even wrap your heads around the dream. You jump directly from the idea that your imagination and helpers present, and then begin to think about all the many reasons that it will never work. Whew! That pesky ego likes to present itself as being your practical side, but it lives to squash your dreams. You must not allow this to happen. For never has your planet needed more impossible dreamers as it does at this time. You tell your children they can be anything they want when they grow up, yet you continue to place ridiculous
restriction after restriction upon yourself, and all in the guise of being practical. We ask you today to dream big.
This is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Stay tuned next for Julie and I as we will be discussing today's channeled, and we will also be giving away one free reading.
Feel free. Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day. Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Julie, I think you need to turn your volume up.
And we are going to welcome back, everyone.
That's this better.
Julie Geigel, and we had the lovely Susan Schuler channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And Susan, we're going to go live on Facebook right now, so I'm going to have you talk for a minute.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And it's interesting, when I was listening to what both of the channels were talking about today, I'm staying with my sister right now. And while I've been staying with her, she has roofers on top of the roof. And she also has all of her, all of the pipes are freezing. So it's like, I forget how cold weather brings so many more challenges into our lives. So if you're experiencing challenges right now, I remind you to talk to your angels, guides, and helpers. I certainly have been talking to mine as well as my sisters for the last few days because they do help. Okay, Julie,
take it away. I am back. All right. So, again, we are live on Facebook right now. And if you are joining us over on Facebook, we would love it if you would say hi, stop in the newsfeed, put your name, what state you're in, give us a beautiful shout out. And we will put your name here on the video feed. Absolutely. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. And we are just here sharing your energy forecast for the week of December 25th through December 31st. And so we trans-channel. I channel Archangel Metatron. And Susan channels the beautiful Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And we channeled some exciting messages for this week. So I'm going to have Susan start off with some messages that Metatron had brought through.
Well, it's interesting because he first started off with talking about receiving healing, which I'm always all about, like healing is like fabulous. But he was talking about removing ancestral blocks in the very beginning. And this is something I think we sometimes forget that we have. So I was very, very pleased that he was talking about doing that because I'm all over that. And he was talking about being inspired and motivated, because as much as we, and of course, like Julie was saying, with all the different spending and activity that we've been doing right now, it is kind of a time for us to tighten our purse strings. And I think everybody feels this. And I do think when we think about tightening the purse strings, that there is in many of our ancestral DNA, this feeling that we will never be able to have money, this feeling that we are poor and it's just the way that we are, and I'm only allowed to get so much in my life, and there's never enough. And so for him to start off with removing these blocks, I saw as exponentially important. So throughout the day, I would highly recommend envisioning those blocks kind of going away, because there's plenty. We're in a world of plenty, and we just need to grasp that plenty. So first of all, that's the first thing that I really do. I'm so pleased he started with that. Another thing that he talked about that I've seen in a few of my own friends is how shopping can fill a void. And if we are not fully tapped into our own spirituality, you see people like that. I've got a girlfriend who, when you go into her house, she has drawer upon drawer upon drawer of brand new clothes with tags on them. She doesn't need any more. She doesn't. And I'm talking like just a lot. And it's just, you can feel the hole she has in it. It's like, honey, come with me. You know, it's like, come to the light side, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, hi, I'm Julie. I have a shopping addiction. We've done a lot of work around that. Metatron was a saving grace for me, especially with that. And also I've got a sign on my wall that says simplify, and it's in capital letters with a red background. And that honestly has changed my life in more ways than one. And so it seems like, you know, for me, I try to stay out of the stores or go with my husband. but it seems like the week after Christmas is almost worse than before Christmas, because like you get these deep discounted deals, and it's hard for me to pass up a good sale. But yeah, there's just this mad rush, and I can just feel the collective consciousness. I can feel the energy of stepping out of spending. That people want to continue to spend, and they want to continue this beautiful generosity and this beautiful open-hearted, and okay, now I've spent for everybody else, and now it's my turn. but yeah, all within budget. So I really did appreciate touching on that, because I know personally I'm experiencing some of that, of, you know, that the Christmas blues, or you know, when we get off that high, when we come down from the high of the holidays and January hits us, and then the bills start showing up, and then the winter, I'm in a winter place, so it even compounds some of that feeling of coming off that big excitement from Christmas. So I think it's a transition that Metatron is wanting to help us ease into, so it doesn't feel like a crash and burn.
Right. And then one of the other things that Metatron touched on was living your life by default. And I loved the way that he used those words, because I do see it. It was funny. I'll use a own personal example. So at a holiday yesterday, I'm sitting with my mom, my two sisters, and I looked at them and I said, so what are your goals for the new year? And it was like everybody just sort of looked at me with like this blank stare. And I love my family, don't get me wrong. But it was like something that people don't really even contemplate. And I'm like, you have to think about this, because if you don't think about it, you're not going to have a direction. And we do live by default. We do. And I think he was talking about being the victim and just assuming that this is my lot in life. This is how I live. And guys, it doesn't have to be like that. We're not victims. We have so much more power. And to me, just listening to Metatron today, I'm just like, mighty warrior. You know, and we are. We have so much control.
That is so beautiful. I love how you put that too, Susan. Because, yeah, a lot of times it's like, oh, you know, we're poor. I've been there. I've been dirt poor. And, you know, you don't have the flexibility in your income to allow you for all of these things in your life. So you just kind of accept that with your head down and you just get through as best you can. But we don't have to do that. It doesn't matter how much is in the bank account. It doesn't matter. Even people who have billions of dollars experience the same depression, the same sadness. So it doesn't, you know, don't use money as an excuse in either regard. The power is always within us. It's not dependent on our circumstances or our situation. It's dependent on us taking responsibility for this life and choosing again. One of my favorite quotes is, change doesn't happen until you make a change. So even if it's one change, I know Jacob also talked, and let's switch over. Was there anything else?
Well, there's one thing that I want to say that really kind of ties into what you were just saying. And I don't know if you've ever seen the documentary Happy, but they actually show, it's an amazing documentary.
Oh, yeah,
I used to show it to my students, but they do show that actually people who are wealthier are more unhappy. And to me, that's really important for us to kind of hone in on. Okay, sorry, that was my little, you know, plug for a documentary.
I love that. I love that. And I'm going to have to double check to see if I think it's the one I'm thinking about, but maybe not. So Jacob had some beautiful stuff too, and I've just got my notes here that I'm going to refer to. Jacob had to start off with kind of a meditation as well of breathing and using your breath as a starting point for planning, for goal setting. But first, I loved how Jacob said, you know, a lot of times at the end of the year, it's really glaring what hasn't gone right, what we didn't do, what we didn't get to. And Jacob really said, you know, no, this isn't about beating yourself up. this is about really focusing on what did you do right. Who did you help? Who did you, what experience did you have that was joyful? Grab those, maybe make a list of those. For me, I was like, oh, let's get a pen and paper, make a list of all the things that went right. Because that has a different vibration than when we look at all the things that went wrong. And that does seem to be kind of that go-to. But I loved how Jacob raised our vibration first. You know, got us into that excitement phase, got us into the love and the joy and the hope. And then he said, all right, you know, commend yourself because, wow, even if you only accomplished one thing in the year, that's great. That's awesome. That's more than a lot of people could say. Then from that place, open your eyes to new possibilities. Open your eyes to what it is that you want to bring in, that you want to create. So it's all about vibration. So when you're looking at making intentions this week, because this is really where your energy is best spent, kind of that reflection, review, and then opening up to some of those new intentions, new possibilities, along with getting a stronghold on your financial situation and really revamping that budget. So maybe you went overboard this year at Christmas. Don't beat yourself up about it. All been there, but resolve to do something different. So maybe this year, you know, you budget for a Christmas savings account, or one thing I did this year that really helped was a great piece of advice: buy a gift card every month, or buy one gift every month throughout the year. That way, when Christmas comes, it doesn't happen all on Christmas Eve. So that spending gets budgeted throughout the year. So that really helped me a lot. So Jacob talked about looking at, you know, raising that vibration and then opening up to pay it forward. He talked about paying it forward. So how can you pay it forward in your life? I know another thing that I've incorporated a few years ago, because I'm in business for myself, and I really think greatly of businesses that support humanity, businesses that have a cause, businesses that give back, businesses that are in partnership with the expansion and growth of our world, of our whole planet. So that's one thing that Jacob talked about too, paying it forward. How can you pay it forward? So even if you're not a business owner and you know, you don't have that component in it, there's still ways each and every one of us can pay it forward. And it doesn't always have to be about money. One of the books I read was about time, treasures, and talents. So there's three areas in your life that you really can give of yourself. One is your time. One is your treasure, which would be money. And one is your talents. What are you good at? So it doesn't always have to be about financial. But one of the number one things I really appreciated about Jacob's channeling today is be kind to one another. Be kind. And that I have, that was one of the first quotes that I bought, plaques, and I put on my wall when I moved into this house, and it says, kindness matters. And I believe deeply that that's changed the role in my family, the relationships in my family. It's changed the energy in my house. And it's just a simple plaque. It's something I have front and center so everybody sees every single day. Kindness matters. And the beautiful message that Jacob shared was it does not have to be big, grand acts of generosity and kindness. It's the simple things that are changing the evolution of this consciousness on this planet here. It is the day-to-day continued commitment and loyalty to being kind to one another and caring about the future of our planet.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, it's interesting too, because I sometimes think that people have an easier time being kinder to strangers than they do to the people that they're close with. I listen to my husband sometimes on the phone, and nothing against my husband, he's a great guy, but he'll be so kind and nice, and then he gets off the phone and then he barks at me, and I'm like, whoa, why weren't you that nice to me? So, I mean, there's one side of that. But then the side of being, you know, to strangers, just smiling and saying hello and opening doors and would you like to cut in front of me in the supermarket? I mean, those are silly little things, but man, they add up.
And they go a long way to helping people feel good about themselves. And then when you feel good about yourselves, you pay it forward. Another thing that Jacob did was he said, ask, where does my joy come from? And allow quiet time of reflection. Be open to all the information you receive, no matter what or how odd or unusual it is. And to take time, you know, there's hidden opportunities for reflection throughout your day. So when you're driving is an ideal time, especially if you have a long distance. And it's an ideal time to just be present and be open to receiving any information. I know it's funny, but when I exercise, when I'm doing yoga or doing my exercise thing or walking, that's when my number one inspiration begins to flow, open up and flow. And they say that sometimes that movement or that activity of your body just opens up the space, just creates the space. So I think it was important, as Jacob said too, that it doesn't have to be that quiet meditative om state that we all think about. It doesn't have to be this sacred prayer space. It can just be throughout your day, you know, folding clothes or driving to the grocery store. But find those hidden opportunities to use for quiet reflection and goal setting that you probably were wasting with just this mental chatter that's floating around in your head.
Yeah, I like that, especially when you talk about folding clothes, those little monotonous things that we don't think about, but that we do all the time. To me, those are excellent. And I think that's why driving, and I know you've mentioned this before when we've done the hypnosis in the classes that we teach. Driving is hypnotic. You know, it definitely is, but it's also those little, yeah, I was shoveling the other day and I forgot how hypnotic shoveling is, you know, so yeah.
I love that. And setting goals is paramount to progress. So I think that, you know, we both talked about how if you don't plan, you'll continue to get what you've always gotten. So when you sit down and are purposeful about what you want in your life. I mean, just start with that. Last week we talked about dreaming, and last week we talked about letting go of limits that you're placing on yourself and using your imagination. Jacob also said that, you know, we are one of the few species in all of the universe that has the ability to imagine. So use your imagination, dream your biggest dream, open up to unlimited possibilities in your life, and take the time to write that down. Take the time to plan. And whether it's one thing you want to do differently this year, or a whole list of things that you want to do differently this year, or that you want to include, or that you want to add. I know one thing on my list, and it just appeared last night. My daughter's like, you know, Mom, would you and Dad ever want to take a vacation to Mexico with me and Mike? And we were all together at the holidays, and I was like, wow. Kurt had my husband had just asked me a few weeks ago if I'd like to go to Mexico, and it was like, okay, I don't need to be told that twice. Jump on that, baby. Thank you. Our time. I hear my music from our radio show, so it is time to close. Susan, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Julie, and Happy New Year. It's going to be New Year the next time we speak.
It is. All right, everybody. All right. We are here every week with our energy forecast. Stay tuned for our energy forecast for next week, and have a beautiful and blessed Happy New Year.